4:47 right now on this Monday on WDEV AM and FM and WDEVradio.com. Happy to be back in studio and happy to be feeling better as well. So let's go out to the phone line now every Monday as we do and bring on our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. So, Kyle, I was out last week, all week, with COVID, so I haven't been in the studio since December 23rd. We haven't spoken to you since even before that because every Monday has been a holiday between Christmas Eve and New Year's, or Christmas Day and New Year's Day and our office celebrations of it. So it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm good. I hope everybody had a great holiday and a good New Year. I know I stayed close to home and just indulged in some good food and relaxed. So hopefully everyone else had a relaxing day, too.
Yeah, it was great, and now we're all back at work. So talk to me about what's going on at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. It sounds like you guys continuing to bring cool things into 2023.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. We just brought in a whole display in the St. Albans location of the Makita Outdoor Adventure Gear. So they just released it about a month ago. They changed the color on some of the tools, so it's like an olive drab, kind of a camping and hunting type of color. But any outdoorsman, if you camp, if you hike, if you fish, if you do any of that stuff, this stuff is really cool. They came out with a couple new flashlights. One you can use as a lantern and a flashlight. You can hang it in a tent. You can put it underneath the hood of your vehicle. And something that's really cool about the flashlights is they all have a USB plug in the front of them. So, like, if we have another power outage, hopefully we don't, but with that windstorm, you can actually charge any of your devices and your cell phones on the flashlight using the same Makita battery. So a lot of really cool options, and they actually have a portable inflator, so you can use it for air mattresses, you can use it for tires, and you can set the pressure that you want it to shut off on, which is really nice, so you don't have to sit there and babysit it. They released some job site speakers, some radios, and two of the most popular ones so far have been the job site coffee maker. It's actually an 18-volt coffee maker. You can actually use either K-cups or single scoops, and then they've got two different oscillating fans, which is pretty cool, so you should swing in and check it out.
So for everybody that got gift cards over the Christmas season, it sounds like there's a plentiful stock to choose from of how you want to use those.
Yep, and it's really cool. They do have some that I don't have in yet. They have a they actually came out with a 36-volt, so it takes two batteries. But it is a cooler, and it's a heater. So you don't need any ice. It keeps it cold just from the battery power. And then I talked to one contractor who bought one, and he actually uses it for his caulking and adhesives and wood glue in the wintertime on the job sites to keep them from freezing. So a lot of cool stuff Makita's coming out with.
Well, we had the Makita truck events back this past summer, and Makita doing its part to make 2023 great as well. Kyle, any parting words here before I let you go for this day?
Nope. I just look forward to being back on track every Monday, and everybody stay safe, and I'm glad that everyone had a good New Year.
All right. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff at Swanton Lumber. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.
That's sticksandstuff.com. There are five locations again, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. And online always at sticksandstuff.com. Back to the newsroom we go. That's next here on this Monday on WDEV AM and FM.